Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, well, got two Hall of Famers that are going to be with us today. Mark Recchi at 8:30, Brian Dawkins at 9. And we got someone who was picked higher than both of them in a draft. I'm sorry, Ben.
That was really good.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Ben Davis.
Top of the morning to you.
Benjamin, I love you. You know that.
I know.
You know what's
part of... That's a great intro. I appreciate it.
You know what's part of the reason why I love you? And I mean this sincerely. Because we joke around, and like, there's no sensitivity. Like, we all just, you know...
It is what it is.
We let it... Well, it is what it is, but not everyone takes it that way sometimes. Yeah. So it's good to have that rapport.
Well, if you can't laugh at yourself, then who can you laugh at?
Well, and there's a lot for me to laugh at myself about.
I mean, the guy was the number two pick in the Major League Baseball draft, okay?
Impressive.
If that's what we're laughing at, yeah. You know...
How much of a throw was that, Ben? Well, two questions. When did you know you were like, whoa, top 10 guy? And how much of a thrill was it to be the second pick in the baseball draft?
Yeah, it really didn't dawn on me until I think when halfway through my senior year at Malvern that this could probably happen.
That's pretty late, by the
because
way.
It's very late.
It is because you think about you're playing in a small Catholic high school in the Northeast. I graduated with 80 other kids, 79 other kids. The schedule wasn't strong. Our team wasn't great, and it all came to fruition, and when it happened, it's like, oh my God, this is, I really didn't know what to expect until I flew out to San Diego and signed my contract. And like, okay, this is happening.
That's so cool, man.
This is happening.
What was it like to meet San Diego?
Yeah. I know.
I mean, the first time I got on a plane, actually, it was the second time in my life I was ever on a plane. I landed in California to my official visit. And there were palm trees. Mm-hmm. There's palm trees in San Diego. There's ocean. You can smell the ocean breeze.
Yeah, we have the Schuylkill.
Yeah. It's very different.
Looks so pretty today.
It never rains.
Which, by the way, is browner than my toilet today. All
right. It is. Really? It actually is.
You haven't seen my toilet. But
same consistency.
But it means... So Ben, I'm all in on this thing the city's doing down by where I live with they're trying to get the Penn's Landing thing going, and really it really could be spectacular if they do it right, because you know ideally it's going to have you know restaurants and bars and all this stuff on the water, and there's so much water there, but it would be nice if they dropped a little blue dye in every once in a while.
That's how it works. Just drop some blue dye in.
Let's do one on the Eagles. The schedule. What do you think, man? I mean, it's obviously difficult. What stands out to you?
The first five. That's a gauntlet. And especially, you know, opening day I think is great to have the Cowboys come in here and have to watch the Eagles raise that.
So you're in on that?
100%.
Me too.
Michael Barkley asked me the other night. He goes, we're, you know, previewing the schedule and the show that we have on the program. And he said, who would you want to come in? I said, right away, Cowboys. Without a doubt.
I
think it's awesome.
Yeah, that was not my, I'll be honest, it wasn't my initial inclination when we talked about it, you know, back in February, March.
That's what I said months ago. I said I want them to come in and see us raise our banner.
Just to rub it in their face.
Once I kind of realized that, it's like, oh, I'm totally down with that.
I could have held out for week two, though, with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I think to catch them early. Maybe they're not on their game.
Again, yeah. Coming off Brazil. Remember what the Eagles looked like in that Falcons game coming off Brazil last year? I do think that's, if you're going to play the Chiefs, play them coming off Brazil.
And so both teams will have extra time. I mean, essentially. So was that a Friday game, James?
The Friday game, yep.
All right.
But we're not going to Brazil. We're right here.
Yeah.
I just 7 non-Sunday games, right?
Well, it's 6 and one can be, I think the one, other one at the end can get to a non-Sunday, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's going to go non-Sunday. So we're talking about one against
Eagles-Washington at the
end.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that.
It's the only way it doesn't go, flexed and national is if one of these teams has so many injuries that they're out of contention or something.
I guess. All right, let's go to the phones. There's a lot to discuss here today. The Eagles' schedule. Let me just give you the first portion. What Ben was referring to. It starts on a Thursday night home versus Dallas, then a Sunday game at KC, then a home game versus the Rams. Obviously, a rematch of the divisional rounds from last season.
That was a heck of a game.
Then at Tampa, it feels like the Eagles are at Tampa early part of the season every year. They always get smoked down there.
Tampa.
Yeah,
110 degrees. Every year it seems like that.
Then the Eagles are home versus Denver. They got a pretty good young quarterback. This is when it gets easier. At the Giants, I think Minnesota's going to stink. Mark me down, Seltzer, mark it down right now. You ready? Vikings below 500.
I'm more on your side than on.
This is an easy one. Easy game. Eagles at the Vikings.
You are crazy. That is not an easy game.
Who's their quarterback? Hey, is it JJ McCarthy their quarterback? I mean, we're good.
They're bringing JJ McCarthy along slowly.
Nah. They're back to Justin Jefferson and 52 other random guys.
Balance the offense, run it.
Eagles by 20.
Yeah, they stink. And then home versus the Giants. That takes you into the bye. That's halfway through the schedule. All right, let's go to the phones. Get to Gary in Whitehall. Good morning, Gary.
Morning, everybody. How you doing today?
Doing well, Gary.
I do like the Dallas slapping in their face. You're coming on the preseason, and you know the first couple weeks are always extended preseason, so why not have an opponent like the Cowboys come in, put the banner up there right in front of Jerry Jones' face, so we can laugh at him some more, and maybe he'll have to go get another plastic surgery on the face.
Gary, are you down with the idea I said yesterday that Lane Johnson walks the Lombardi Trophy to midfield for the coin flip? And when the banner is released, when they remove the cloth to show the Super Bowl banner, the first thing that actually shows is Dallas sucks.
Oh, you're speaking my language. I wish I'd heard this yesterday. Dallas sucks. And then they remove that one,
and it's the Eagles Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. That would be the greatest moment of my
Ben,
life.
True
baby.
Or false, Buddy Ryan actually would have done that stuff. Because the Eagles aren't going to do that.
I would not put it past him.
Buddy really might have done that stuff.
He might have. He really 100%.
He really might have.
100%. Right. No doubt.
All right, Gary, go ahead, man.
Why not have Lane Johnson and Gary both of them out?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
So why not have Lane Johnson and Gary both on the
Well, yeah, now? We talked about that, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But let's flip it over to the Aaron Nola situation. Man, I tell you what, another dump old contract looking pretty bad.
Well, that one is looking bad. It's looking bad. And it's going to be a problem if he can't get back on track. I'm a big Nola guy, Gary. I'm a big fan of him. Both as a pitcher, what he's provided, and obviously as a person, seems like a wonderful dude. So I got some sympathy for him. As James said earlier, he may just be, you know, I don't want to say out of bullets, that's too strong, but there might just not be as much in there as there used to be. But it is a problem, short-term and long-term, because, you know, you got a chance to win a World Series this year. First, you got to make the playoffs. Right now, he could be an impediment to that. And then long-term, you know, we know as much as the Phillies do spend a ton of money, it's not an endless supply of money. And he's one of those going to be top 3 or 4 contracts for the next 5 years. So there's only so many of the $100 million you can get. And he's like $175 million, man. So if he can't get back on track, that's going to hurt. Going to hurt a lot. Gary, I'm rooting for him, though. I'm a big fan of him. Gary, give me an answer. A great scene with crazy weather.
No, I'm going to pass because thanks to you and the morning show at WIP, I'm going to see him on Sunday.
You got it, bud. Gary,
look at you, Gary.
Appreciate that very much. Very cool, very kind. All right, great to be with you on this Thursday morning. There's a lot happening here. Got an Eagles schedule. Rick Tockett, the Flyers coach. And Phil's with a split yesterday. Ben Davis in studio with us today.
Ben Davis in studio is brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto, 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
Love it. Love having Ben here. Love that we're going to have the great. We got double Hall of Famer today. So Mark Recchi, 8:30 to talk about his buddy and former teammate Rick Tocchet. And then 9 o'clock, Brian Dawkins for an entire hour in studio. So we look forward to talking to Doc. 215-592-9494. By the way, congrats to Jameer Nelson, named this week 76ers assistant general manager. So Jameer's a great dude. Obviously a tremendous player at St. Joe's. Played about 15 years in the pros. Love Jameer.
Effortless free throw shooter.
Better friend than of me. The show, yeah.
Friend of the show, I will admit. Better than me. I will give. Oh, by the way, speaking of shooters, felt bad for Steph. Steph Curry
gets eliminated. I hated it. I felt bad
eliminated.
For all of us. I felt bad for yeah. fans of the NBA playoffs.
Took that series away.
You know, it ruined it.
Steph getting injured ruined that series. So they got eliminated last night. We're down to 5 teams in the NBA. It is as wide open as any time I can ever remember in my lifetime in the NBA.
How about the Celtics?
Yeah.
Without Tatum. Yeah.
And that Tatum injury means more moving forward.
Game 6.
Achilles.
Yeah, for sure. But game 6, Knicks take him. And
yeah, I don't
it's going to be
it,
a Knicks-Pacers Eastern Conference Finals. How about that?
And it's going to be either the Nuggets or Timberwolves versus
Timberwolves are in.
Nuggets or OKC versus Timberwolves. All other than the Celtics, all the other 5 teams have a chance to win the title. They do. They all have a chance. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to something Aaron Nola related. You know, Aaron Nola did not pitch well yesterday. It was a disaster and has been to a large extent this year. Rob Thompson talked after the game about Nola. Let's listen to Topper.
You know, a lot of first pitch strikes, but just couldn't put people away. Just a lot of mistakes, especially with 2 strikes on the hitters. So didn't really have his best command and kind of paid for it.
John, it is a concern, man. It is.
I don't know where it goes from here. In previous years, he's never been this bad.
No, he's never been this bad.
Like this.
No, never.
You know, like he's had some off games. He's given up some home runs, pretty consistently. But this is now, I can't believe when we're talking to Ben in the break, the velocity thing for Nola. When we know he's not all about overpowering people, but man, when his fastball is down to 90 or 91 miles per hour, when what we saw in the past was he could hit 94, 95 even, it just makes me wonder. Is he okay?
Yeah,
you know, like we know Aaron Nola is not the biggest talker in the world. He's the kind of guy who just puts his head down and plugs away. Does he put his head down and plug away even when he's banged up? Because it sure seems like he must be banged up to be throwing this slow and with this lack of, I don't know, bite or something.
Yeah.
It used to be he had that hook on his, you know, on his
curve. Just not a lot of finish on his pitches right now. And that is my concern about his health. He said last night he felt great, but there must be something going on.
Is it one of those things, Ben, and I know this is a weird question, but you almost kind of hope there is? You know, explain it and fix it and then come back better?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Because I'll tell you, Jalen...
A delicate way to put it, but yeah.
Jalen, to me, is an example looking back at 2023, Jalen Hurts. He wasn't running as often and he wasn't running as effectively. And looking back, and I was worried that it was physical decline based on wear and tear over years of being tackled. Because he ran a lot in high school and college and the pros, and I thought,
they were limiting him on purpose.
Well, there was some of that, but he also didn't look nearly as spry.
He didn't have the burst.
He didn't have the burst. And John kept saying, I think he's banged up. It's not as bad as you think long term. It's just something's not right, and it's affecting him, his burst. And I think 2024 proved that. I mean, we could see really early in 2024, he had a totally different, like, he could hit it. And so, you know, my guess is something, knee, ankle, something probably was in 23 an issue. And so I kind of am at the point where I almost hope Nola has something so it can be dealt with. And I don't mean like major. I just mean something that's like, you know, dealable and fix him. But look, right now he's in a spot, 2 things. One, you know, you want to see him pitch better to help the Phillies make the playoffs instead of miss the playoffs. And then 2, if they do make the playoffs, it's going to be really interesting to see whether he gets the ball in October. Because, you know, if he continues to pitch like this and they make the playoffs, you can't give him the ball.
Close. No,
can't give him the ball.
No, you can't trust them.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Hey, one other thing. Brian Dawkins today at 9 o'clock in studio for an hour means he will be with us during Times Yours. What's my point? My point is I want to give everyone the cue to call Times Yours, you know, right now or next few minutes when you get a chance. Here's the number, 215-238-4500. Dawk is obviously one of the most beloved Eagles of all time. In my opinion, he's top three. He may be number one. I think Kelce, BG, and Brian Dawkins, in whatever order you want to put them.
100% agree.
Top three most beloved, right, James?
I think without a doubt. In our lifetime, at least.
I think so.
Put Reggie in there?
So because he left,
He left.
No.
Yeah.
And now, Dawk also left, but Reggie was after 8 years, Dawk 13. Look.
Yeah, I think Reggie might be fourth, but I think the three stand alone.
And Reggie's the best. Let's be clear. Reggie White is the best.
Best player, without
He's
a doubt.
He's the best Eagles player of the last 50 years and maybe of all time. There's, to me, no question. He's the only Eagles player that is...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Consistently ranked amongst the top 10 players in NFL history when the historians and panelists get together to say, like, the Tom Brady's and the Peyton Manning's and the Joe Montana's, the Lawrence Taylor's, the Reggie White's. He's always in the top 10. Always. So I feel confident he's the best player, but...
I blocked him.
Yeah, I know you did, man.
Wow.
Yeah, put another way, he ran through you.
He didn't.
No, good for you. Well, you got old Reggie, to be fair.
I got old Reggie.
You did not get 1991 Reggie, or 1987 Reggie.
And I chopped him.
Yeah, that's not right, man. Yeah.
It wasn't, but that was my assignment.
Can we fire Seltzer? Can we fire him here?
My assignment. To,
and
I mean,
you know what? The man went after Reggie White's knees.
Hey, by the way, yesterday at the baseball game,
my son
was there, and Hugh was there, and I was talking to my son, and I was explaining to my son, hey, you see that guy over there? I was fined $15,000 for illegally chopping him. That man right there. It was unfair, and my son was completely... blown away by that concept yesterday. It was, you know, we were at the first game. Sure. I didn't see you at the first game.
Well,
I must have just missed you like two ships in the night.
Yeah, I didn't see you either.
I
didn't see you, buddy. I got there a little late.
What's a little late?
I would say it was right around when Bryce had that big hit.
No.
Because I heard the roar of the crowd as I was in the parking lot.
Why? The seventh?
Yes,
seventh. Hold on. Why
you're
even
the
show up at that
point?
Why even show up at that point?
I might have walked in during the top. It was something like bottom seven, top eight.
You didn't feel like buying a ticket?
It's the eighth inning?
It's a long day, man.
Wait. You showed up in the eighth inning?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was funky that you weren't there. I was looking around, like, I'm sure he's over
there.
There's
a token appearance.
Somewhere.
Token appearance.
I'm sure he's in that. No, but you weren't?
Guys, I was there for one reason. What's the reason?
To say you showed up.
No.
I don't know.
Although that's 1B.
They had to be okay. Giving away something.
I was there for one reason. Wechter was there. I had to go see my guy, Joe Wechter.
There you go.
That was all. The rest
it
of you guys.
Great to see yeah, Joe. Yeah.
It was good to see Wechter.
Yes.
All right, here's my point about times yours and Brian Dawkins. Because Doc's going to be with us in an hour and a half in studio and with us for an entire hour from 9 to 10, I want to give all of you right now a chance to call times yours and pay tribute to the great Brian Dawkins in a way that he will be able to hear your message. We will play the best messages that you provide on Times Yours that pay honor to the great Brian Dawkins and his phenomenal legacy as both a person and player in Philadelphia sports. Here's the Times Yours number, 215-238-4500. 215-238-4500. You better make it really good, because I'm going to guess we're going to get a lot of these. Make it sensational so it gets chosen. For Doc to hear your words to him coming up at 9:45.
You could also let us know what you think about Joe showing up in the eighth inning for the baseball game. I mean, I thought it was like we were all hanging out.
Yeah, but I see all the
time. I was there, but I was undercover because it was raining, so I wasn't going out to the outdoor thing.
Yeah. And I, look, I could rip everyone else here for going in a passing stone watching the game on a TV.
I mean, I did not. I was not. No, I was.
What was that? Nonsense?
I was undercover.
That's a good spot.
Well, that's
there.
Yeah. That was a pretty cool place.
Very
to
cool
be.
Place.
So
yeah,
you thought so much of to see Joe Wechter that you wanted to spend a whole two innings with him?
Dude, we hung for the next 5 hours afterwards. We got wasted together.
Yeah, no, I doubt didn't. That.
Such no, it's not true. Not true at all.
I mean, I believe that about Wechter, but not you.
All right, to the phones we go. Let's go to Tim in Swedesboro. Timothy, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Great, Tim. What's up?
Well, I wanted to, first, before I get to my point, I wanted to thank you guys for the opportunity yesterday to win those tickets. It made me really happy.
Good, buddy. I'm glad. Very happy for you.
I wanted to say, like, with Aaron Nola, I mean, I take back everything I said about Bryce Harper yesterday, honestly. I'm really worried about this guy.
Yeah, Nola's a worry. It's real. It's a worry.
It's the same thing. Every outing, every game, and it's like, what is going on with you, man? Like, you're good the first, four or five innings? Now it's like it's downhill from there.
Look, Tim, here's the unfortunate reality. He may just not have as much in his arsenal anymore. And we know that it happens to all athletes eventually. We know, for instance, I'll give you for instance, running backs can go from really good to really not good fairly quick. B. West 07, phenomenal. Led the NFL in all-purpose yards. B. West 09, Eagles have a playoff game. Andy Reid hands them the ball. You ready for this? Zero times in the playoff game. Zero. It's 2 years later. You know, some athletes can hit a wall quick, and we'll see on Aaron Nola. I worry that he may have hit, you know, a wall. So it could be injury. It could be just decline that's a wall. It could be a bad blip for a couple months, and then he's going to bounce back. I don't know. But am I concerned? Highly. Highly concerned.
I've been concerned ever since they gave him that contract. I thought, oh, my God, not again. Not more.
Well, I wasn't concerned then because he had pitched really well in the 23 playoffs. You know, now if you remember, he was very average that season. We were worried about maybe he's struggling with the new pitch clock and blah, blah, blah. And maybe he was, but he rounded into shape in late September and then very good in October. But he is going backwards. All right, Tim, what do you got on?
Question for John.
Yeah.
What's that?
When you played, did you ever have a schedule like this, like the Eagles have for 2025? Did you ever see a schedule like that?
This is pretty hellacious. This is rough. I know that there was 1 year I can remember. I think it was 2001 where the Oakland Raiders team I was on, we had three games over the course of a very small span. I want to say like 12 days, or it was something ungodly in terms of just recovery. I was not able to recover. I felt like there was a Thursday in there where it was just, I couldn't even walk. I couldn't walk, and there was a game that night.
And you're saying because a lot of games in a short period of time.
Short. Yeah,
and,
like it was.
And Tim, I think you're talking more about, and Tim, you're talking about difficult also, right?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Because, like, I see like with like you play Thursday night and then they either have to play Sunday or Monday. But I mean, I think it's beneficial when you're on your bye week. Like you play Thursday, okay, then you're off for another 10, was it 10 or 11 days? And then
yeah,
you
when you
again.
Get the 10, when you get the 10 to rest, that's nice. That helps a lot when they shorten it for you. You're just surviving. You're just doing everything you can to get out there and try to just loosen up. Just getting your muscles loose. You know, like you have to get warm to be able to stretch. It's almost like when you're that beat up, you can't even get the muscles warm to begin with.
Hey, Tim, give me a great answer. A scene in Crazy Weather.
Okay. In the movie Twister, when Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt were running from that tornado.
No question. That's a big answer, man. Running from the tornado was a really, really cool scene. I'll tell you what's not cool. How hard this schedule is, and I'm going to give you one thing that highlights it. So you might, well, of course you remember, a couple years ago, the NFL went from 16 to 17 games. Ben, I'm going to guess this is something you don't know. So check this out. NFL goes from 16 to 17 games. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows, I think most people know, that you play in opposing conferences division. NFC East, in this case, this year, playing the AFC West. That's how you get the Chiefs and the Broncos and the Chargers and the Raiders.
And the NFC North.
And the NFC North. But here's something a lot of people, I think, don't know. Of how the NFL went about adding the 17th game. They pick one NFC team versus one AFC team is always going to be the 17th game. And if you have a first place schedule like the Eagles do, you're playing a heavyweight from the other conference. In this case, the added game this year for the Eagles is Buffalo Bills. Now think about that. You'd already have a first place schedule if it was 16 games. But Ben, you're
in late December.
By the way,
your dessert is you get the Bills.
Yeah. Washington gets Miami as their extra game.
Yeah. Now look, Miami's probably going to be pretty good. It all comes down to
Tua. But I'm just saying,
it's a difference.
It's a difference.
It's a difference. And by the way, a team like Dallas, they probably get whoever's third or fourth in that division. And I guess that would be New England or the Jets.
Correct.
I don't know. I don't have it right in front of me. But so that's tough, man.
The Jets were third because they were behind New England in the draft.
That's tough.
So I don't think the schedule is like, I mean, obviously the teams that they're facing, but they do get some breaks in terms of they've got the Thursday game heading into the Kansas City game.
Yeah.
They've got Green Bay after the bye week. Okay. That's in week 10. The LA is coming off a Friday night game. That's a Monday night football game. And then the Buffalo is a Saturday game, so you get one extra day. They do get a couple of breaks going up against some of these better teams.
They also have a bye, John. You like that bye halfway through the year? It's early November. Is that good for a player halfway?
Yeah, but remember last year, I hated the bye wherever it was, week five, week six, and it ended up working out perfectly.
Well, it changed the season.
We needed that.
Yeah.
This time,
that felt unique, like a unique case, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think last year was an outlier. I like the way it sets up.
Yeah. Hey, coming up in a minute, what the Flyers said and what Rick Tocchet said about upon being hired by the Flyers. The great Rick Tocchet, now the Flyers coach, and we'll get to some of those quotes coming up in 1 minute. Hey, let me tell you about United Tire and Service. Their service is amazing. They've got all the tires you can imagine, and right now they've done something really great for our community. United Tires has partnered with the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, CHOP, to help fund life-saving care, comfort, and brighter days. Whether you need service or not, this May, please, stop into your locally owned United Tire, locally owned and operated United Tire and Service. Donate to support Children's Hospital. And United Tire, and this is so cool. Good job by them. United Tire will match dollar for dollar and with a donation and give you a voucher for $50 off a set of four new tires. So they can help you with the voucher for a set of four new tires and, of course, can help the kids at Children's Hospital matching your donation dollar for dollar. So get yourself to United Tire and Service. There are 10 different locations throughout the Delaware Valley. Wonderful people and true experts at what they do. Find the location nearest you at UnitedTire.com. That's UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Well, I'm excited that Rick Tocchet's going to be driving the Flyers. And really, over now about a two-year span of time, there's been a complete overhaul for the Flyers brass, which would be defined as Dan Hilferty, you know, top guy that's the liaison to the upper echelon of Comcast to say, all right, this is our guy. that's running, you know, the Flyers' overarching thing. Then you're going to get to Jonesy as team president. Then you're going to get to Danny Briere. Then you're going to get to John Tortorella. No, I'm just kidding. By the way, isn't it amazing? They never think about, you know what really, I thought of this yesterday. They had an accomplished coach in Tortorella, and he's got to be kind of ticked. They never tried to win.
No.
Like, this wasn't Brett Brown at your first job. Like, they brought in a pretty accomplished Stanley Cup winning coach in Tortorella, and never in his, was it 3 years?
I think longer, right? Wasn't it? Four years? Because
it was
2020,
no,
they changed over.
It was three or four, whichever it was.
Yeah, it was.
But the bottom line is, if I'm him, I'm like, dude, you never even let me try to win. You never gave me players to try to win. But anyway, all different matter. And I'm not ripping Briere and Jonesy entirely on that, because the bottom line is some of that was prior administration. And clearly they did have to come out of the crater that they were in from past, you know, brass. I mean, they put them in a big spot. Anyway, it's Rick Tocchet right now, and I'm psyched it is. Couple quotes to get you up to speed. What the brass said upon hiring Talk yesterday. Jonesy says, quote, "We are thrilled to have Rick lead our team into the future. What is impressive about Rick is that players gravitate towards him and develop a strong relationship in the process. There is a genuine trust that he will do everything he can to bring success to the team." Second quote, this one comes from Danny Briere. He says, "I'm very happy to welcome Rick Tocchet as our head coach. During this process, it became clear that Rick was the absolute right coach to lead our team. He has enjoyed the highest level of success, both as a player and coach. Rick's ability to teach and understand his players, combined with his passion for winning, brings out the best in young players at different stages of their development and has earned the respect and confidence of highly talented all-stars and veteran players alike." And then finally, Tocchet himself, his quote, and we'll look to get Tocchet on the program sometime in the coming days. Here was Rick's comment. He said, "I've always," and he's always exemplified this in the last few decades when not working for the Flyers. He starts by saying, "I've always been a Flyer at heart and have taken that passion and energy that embodies this city and organization with me throughout my career. I want to thank Danny Briere, Keith Jones, and Dan Hilferty for this honor and opportunity. I couldn't be more excited to lead this team back among the NHL elite where we belong. We have a lot of work to do and much to accomplish, but I am confident in the direction we are heading and determined to get us there." I'm psyched. Now, look, you hope it works out better than, you know, pick your former that got brought in. And with the Flyers, there have been a lot of formers that were brought in. But I think it's pretty damn cool to have
and
Rick Tocchet.
And it leads to someone who, it's been a while since we had pride in the Flyers. Oh. At least we have a head coach who knows what the team can mean to this city and the pride that we can have in that team. That is something for me.
Oh, for me too. But with that said, Jonesy was supposed to represent that in Briere over the last 2 to 3 years and then try to go forward. They have to start signing players to try to win.
Goalie.
And not trading players at the trade deadline when they've got a shot to make the playoffs. Now, we all know that's going to change eventually, but I can't take another year or two of this. At some point, you got to try to go forward.
It has to be now.
It has to, man. It
has to.
I mean, how much more stripping down can you do? And let's remember, and Ben, you know, you grew up with the Flyers, man. They have won one series since the start of the 2012-2013 season.
I know.
In, what's that, 13 years?
I know.
They've won one playoff series in 13 years. Come on, guys.
Do you know, I went to a bank in Aston. So I grew up in Aston. Mm-hmm. I went to a bank in Aston. It's no longer a bank. Yep. Next to the Dairy Queen to get Rick Tocchet's autograph.
Oh, that's good, man.
On an 8x10 glossy, like black and white photo. I waited in line to get this Rick Tocchet autograph.
Yeah.
A lot different back then.
Well, here's what I'd say. Well, you're right, Ben. And Ben, here's what I'd say.
It's in my parents' house. I got to go fly that somewhere.
Well, that's cool. And here's the deal. We all know it. Guys, like, love Tocchet. Women adored.
Oh, yes, they did.
It's like Tocchet and Dalton.
It was like,
line up, girls.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. We will talk to Mark Recchi at 8:30. Obviously, one of Talk's former teammates, Recchi, at 8:30 on Talking Now with the Flyers again. Third time, I guess it would be. First time as head coach. And also, Brian Dawkins in studio at 9 o'clock. Get those tribute Times Yours calls in, because we're going to play the best of the best for Dawk. Times Yours phone number, 215-238-4500. Best tributes to Brian Dawkins will make the Times Yours, and he'll hear them. He'll hear what you say. So be tuned for that at 9:45 to see if you're tribute to Doc makes the air. One other thing. Jordan, NBC, let's address it. A couple of us have been out. James, you missed a couple days. I missed a couple days. So we haven't talked about this as a group. Michael Jordan hired by NBC. I am curious what he'll be willing to say.
Intrigued is the word that I would use.
It all is going to come down to, is he going to let it rip or not?
Yep.
That's a bottom line.
Like, and if he does, it could be all-time fascinating stuff.
So my prediction is he'll be a 4 out of 10.
So I'm more like a 6.5 out of 10.
Rhea, give me your number. To what extent will he let it fire?
He never has. Like, I mean, in that documentary, he was a little bit more open than I expected.
Yep.
And I think maybe he looks at Shaq and Charles and goes, those two guys aren't as great as I am, and look what they get away with.
Yeah.
They can say whatever they want.
Now, he doesn't need it,
He doesn't need it.
Yeah, not that those guys technically do, but it's in their personality to fire.
It is. That's, that is my concern, is it's not in his personality.
May not be.
Yeah.
May not be. John, 1 to 10, how much does he let it fly?
It just doesn't feel like this is something that he... It doesn't feel like that's the way he works. I mean, I don't know. It just feels like medium. Like,
I'll be surprised.
He's mid in this. Yeah. Like 5 is the number that feels about right.
And let's be real. I mean, the main thing you want to hear him talk about is LeBron. let's really be, because he's really been on the record so few times through the years, really on the record about LeBron. Like, what does he really think? We'll
I want to know what he really thinks. Is he going to show his pure disgust for the league?
Oh, it's a good point, Ben.
Yep.
That's a great point.
How these guys play the game compared to the way he played the game?
You know,
it's a joke.
And he has a righteous complaint with that.
Well, you know, and by the way, I heard Magic say recently he believes players are getting injured more because they're playing less.
Yep.
Now, that's
because
an interesting theory.
They are out of shape. They are getting injured because they are not in shape to play basketball, because they never got in shape to play basketball in the first place.
I mean, two teams obviously derailed in the postseason because of major injury. One, Boston, they're not out yet, but they probably will be, Tatum injury. And the other, Steph Curry, out because he got injured. So, you know. All right, but the playoffs have been really good. We should give the NBA credit. They've put a really good month together. And honestly, their best month probably this decade. So I hope they can keep it rocking and rolling, but, you know, all right, 215-592-9494, Jordan right now. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. When they introduced Tock as the head coach, had a line under it, the 25th head coach in Flyers history. I'm like, that's a bad flex. John Ritchie blocking Reggie White is a good flex, but talking about the 25th coach in franchise history, but I got high hopes.
Well, the one thing I'll push back on you on that, Jordan, the NHL, probably more than all the sports, we could look it up, probably cycles through coaches collectively more. I think they burn fast because, you know, it's not like Rob Thompson's not screaming at the players on a daily basis. Dude, hockey coaches, man, they give it to you.
LaViolette.
Yeah.
Keenan.
You
know, Tortorella.
Are you kidding me? So, now, Jordan, one thing I have heard, talking to people that know Rick Tocchet well, is that he is not nearly the hard ass that you would think he would be. Like, he was such a gritty, grindy player. You know, by the way, he's got the most penalty minutes in the history of the Flyers. Part of that's because the way he played. Part of that's because he was here 11 years. Part of that's because the Flyers traded Dave Schultz after they won the second cup. So it wasn't like he was around forever. By the way, Dave Schultz had over 800 penalty minutes in 2 years combined. Think about that.
That's insane.
The man had 850 penalty minutes in 2 years.
That's awesome.
But anyway, my point is you would almost expect Tocchet to be, because of how he played, more in the LaViolette, Mike Keenan sort of thing. What I have heard is he's much more player-friendly than you would think.
Great
based on his...
Great communicator is what they say.
Yes,
and I know that. Yeah. We had him many times as a guest. He would come on because of Jonesy.
Yeah.
And he loves soup. He has an affinity for soup that is
there you go.
Weird.
And I also know, and I forget the player, but there was a player this past season for the Flyers. Road game, about 25, 30 of his family members and friends were there. And Tortorella sat him.
See that? You can't do that.
And I forget
kind of
which
stuff.
Guy it was, but it was the kind of player that normally wouldn't be benched. And Tortorella benched him.
On purpose?
Well, yes. Benched him intentionally. But that's the kind of thing that, like, that leads to issues, man. I mean, you get, like, if that can really cause problems, not only for that player, but the locker room.
Yeah.
If you do something like that.
That's to hurt the locker room.
Now, to be fair, let me say this. I got a buddy with cancer. Love him. And Tortorella knows him and has been spectacular to my friend. So I want to point out, like, there's some really admirable elements to John Tortorella as a person, but clearly there were issues with
Travis Sanheim.
Is that who it was?
Homecoming game in Sanheim's, where he's from. Yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah, you don't do
there
that.
There's certain things you just
you
don't
just do. In 82 game season, if you got to make a point, make it the next game. Yeah. Don't make it
for a team that's not going anywhere.
Right. I mean, really. All right, Jordan, you called to talk about the Phillies. Talk to us.
I did. I mean, yesterday, that was a pretty miserable day for a Phillies game, but I did have a great day with a buddy of mine who I typically only see at Phillies games. So it reminds you of the important things in life. I mean, even the Fanatic had rain gear on yesterday. The overhangs didn't help. It was just blowing side to side. But what a weird tale of two games in baseball. Oof. Who started? Was it Nola or Lizardo that started the first game? Because a couple of years ago, that would have been a Nola start.
Yeah.
Now we have the explosion. You know, with Nola, he's lost both command and velocity. And the combination of those two, you will never be successful as a pitcher if you're starting to fall off on both of those. And it just doesn't point to injury. It just points to struggles and confidence. And, you know, if he wasn't 1-6 going into this, you'd write off the weather and, hey, it was a miserable day and the ball's wet. But he was 1-6 going into it. So I think it's a lot tougher to make an
fair.
Excuse at that point.
Very fair. Jordan, give me a great answer for Metallica tickets, a scene in crazy weather.
I have one. I'm taking my 11-year-old. I hope to see you there, Richie, rocking out at some point. Twister was already said. But my favorite scene is when the cow gets caught up in the funnel. I remember as a kid just watching that cow go by. Cracked me up.
You got it, right. Bud. Jordan, appreciate the call, man, very much. Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question related to Pete Rose, we talked a lot about yesterday, but did not present these poll questions to you yesterday, and I'm curious where the answers go today. First question, do you think Pete Rose should get into the Hall of Fame? We're putting it in the next 10 years. Because we know maybe he doesn't get in the first time, but like next 10 years, do you think he should get in? Second question, do you think Rose in the next 10 years will get in? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, Buster Olney weighed in yesterday on ESPN, obviously one of the renowned baseball guys. Big fan of Buster Olney. Great career. And here's what he said yesterday about Pete Rose.
Do you believe he should be in? Do you believe he will get in?
I think now that he's eligible, absolutely he should be in. I don't think you can tell the story of baseball's history without putting the all-time hit leader, Pete Rose. But I think it's important when and if in fact he's put in, and I believe that eventually he will get in, maybe not the first time he's up in front of the special committee, but maybe years down the road, I think it would be incredibly important for the Hall of Fame to include the information about his lifetime ban on the plaque.
Could you imagine that?
Of course.
I don't know. I never thought of that before.
Really?
No.
Like you never, I mean, that was the whole Bonds thing with the asterisk and all that stuff.
Never.
Like,
never
yeah, I mean, I don't think you could put him in without mentioning it on the plaque.
Well, like, let me ask this. Is there any other Hall of Famer that has anything negative on their plaque? I can't imagine.
Unique situation.
No,
you
I'm
know?
Not saying
like,
it's not
the guy
to be
wasn't allowed to be in for 40 years or 35 years or whatever it was, you know? Like,
did they put negative stuff on any other plaque?
I mean, Ben,
notice?
Probably not.
No,
right?
I don't think so.
I mean,
but look, Bonds isn't in.
Like Ty Cobb.
Bonds isn't in.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Clemens isn't in.
Spikes.
Yeah, but like, I doubt that's on his plaque. Lines.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they wouldn't put that on his plaque. I mean, he was renowned as the dirtiest player
right.
to ever live. Yeah. They say he used to sharpen his spike so he could break, you know, kill the second baseman or shortstop when he went in to break up a double play. Did they put that on it on Ty Cobb's plaque?
I doubt it.
Unlikely.
Or they just put the Georgia Peach on there.
But again, Ty Cobb never got banned from the sport.
No, you're right.
You know, it is what it is.
James,
you know?
Is Shoeless Joe Jackson going to get in?
I mean, I think Shoeless Joe should be in the Hall of Fame. Similar type of thing as Rose. Like, I think you put him in. You mentioned he was banned for a long time. But Shoeless Joe's probably Hall of Famer. I mean, Shoeless Joe probably, like, it's hard to I think Shoeless Joe might have stood up for his buddies and gotten screwed because of it.
Well,
I mean,
a lot of people think
that. Like, that's what I think happened.
And
I mean,
people
the guy batted,
what,
like, close to 400 in the World Series. It's hard to throw a World Series when you're batting 400.
And they say that he was, like, dumb.
Yeah.
And
so,
like,
he
wasn't
numbers
the brightest
he put
bulb.
Up don't indicate a guy who was trying to throw.
Like, that's right. my point, you know? Right. So, right. I don't know. It's all, that's why I think on the plaques, you have to explain it. To the point Buster Olney made, which I've always agreed with, is the Hall of Fame is a museum to tell you the history of baseball and the people who mattered and to tell you about the story of baseball. Pete Rose is a massive part of the story of baseball, but I think in telling the story of Pete Rose, you have to tell the story, you know?
Okay, yeah, well, look, all the Pete Rose thing's never going to end. I mean, it's just a topic that's never going to end. But anyway, you can weigh in on that. Obviously, the Taka thing, Nola struggles. Let's give it to Lizardo, by the way. So this game's kind of gotten lost in the shuffle because it was the first game yesterday, and there's so many other topics. One thing went through my head yesterday with Lizardo. I'm going to make a big statement, and it might be an overstatement, but I'm going to say it anyway. I wonder, and I want to be clear, he doesn't necessarily have to be the best pitcher in baseball to like fully get to this, but I wonder if they found the next Zach Wheeler. And what I mean by that is Wheeler, like if you Wheeler through the Mets prism those years, he was not as good.
He was injured.
Yeah. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He was not as good. He was injured.
But ace, but like I told you when they traded for him, ace ceiling.
I know. And this Lizardo guy was more injured than not as good, but he wasn't this good. And every once in a while you get a player where, like, wow. Like
right right situation, yeah. Right development staff right. To bring him along, all of that. Competitive on a competitive team for the first time in his career, all these factors.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know.
Says his body feels great because of the way the training staff is taking care of him.
Good. I mean, it's just like, I think the Lizardo. By the way, I just realized like a week ago the guy's name is Luzardo. I've been calling him Lizardo the whole year. So, Seltzer, correct me, okay?
Guy's names, like you care about getting people's names right.
Well, I mean, you'll listen.
All right, there's a difference Dario between Saric.
Well, I didn't care about the Saric thing. Because the Sixers called him Dario Saric for 2 years.
Why do you care about
this one? Because Lou, we haven't had a Lou. When was the last time we had a Lou?
I mean,
Lou Williams. We got a Luzardo. Yeah.
Huh?
Lou Williams?
Yeah. Lou Williams. Good call, Ben. See, people think Ben's just a baseball guy. Look at
not just another pretty face.
I'm with you on that.
Not just a hat rack.
All right, by the way, yeah. The Eagles, let's get to the second half of the schedule. Reminder, 8:30 today, Mark Recchi, 9 o'clock, Brian Dawkins in studio for an entire hour. It's a double Hall of Fame game. Double Hall of Famer day for us here on the station. Mark Recchi and Dawk for an hour. Let's get to the second half of the Eagles schedule. So, a lot of twists and turns here. After the bye, which is in early November, the Eagles come back on a Monday night at Green Bay. You know, always kind of weird when you get that Monday night game after a bye, but whatever. I mean, it's almost like a waste of the extra day. You know what I mean? Like, you've already had 14 days. You need 15 days, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got at Green Bay.
We'll take it, though.
Well, I'd rather not have it. I'd rather have the Monday night on a different week.
It does seem sort of sloppy, and it's extra in a way that, you know, like I wish we would have had a benefit in a different place on this. Yeah,
correct. All right. So at Green Bay, obviously that's going to be an important game, conference implications, all that. Then home versus Detroit. So that's a tough back-to-back. Then
well, that stinks because that NFC game against Detroit is probably going to matter. That's
a
week
lot.
11.
You're right.
At that point, things have shaped up to where, every game's going to count. And so now, after that Monday night in Green Bay,
I hate
the short week against a team that's physical like the Lions.
And they could be battling for the conference, supremacy. So you're right. That's a good point there, John. After that, at Dallas, we got to see what is Dallas? How good really are they? I mean, this could be a somewhat hard game or a completely easy game. I don't know. John thinks it'll be pretty easy. We'll say. Home versus the Bears. This is a Friday, Black Friday. So kind of irritated that it impacts the Thanksgiving weekend. I mean, I don't know. I'd rather just...
It's always weird when they play on an odd day.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't feel right. I'll never forget that Tuesday night game against Joe Webb.
Well, it's back-to-back years with a Friday game because we did the Brazil game. Yeah. Back-to-back. If the Eagles are Friday team now.
And Rhea, the Joe Webb thing. It's the worst ever. Never get over it.
The Bears are going to pull out all the stops against
us. They stink.
Yeah, I'm not super concerned about the Bears.
Coach. They've got a young, new quarterback. They want to impress people.
You know who they should have drafted? Jaden Daniels.
Mm.
They drafted the other guy. We'll say. Okay, after that, you get into December.
And they really like the other guy.
Yeah, they do. All right, December. So Monday, December 8th, another Monday night game, this one at the Chargers. Then short week, home versus the Raiders. Helps to have, should be a pretty easy game against the Raiders, but we'll say. Who's their quarterback? Who they got?
Geno Smith. They traded for
So it's going to be Pete Carroll. Okay. Then right before Christmas, Saturday, December 20th, the Eagles are at Washington. Now, this is where it's just weird. Washington twice in 3 weeks. Stupid. It actually means they play
after we had the Giants twice in three weeks.
So dumb. So at Washington, December 20th, then after Christmas at the Bills. This is a tough stretch, man. Holy mackerel. At Washington, at the Bills, and they wrap up home versus Washington. That's tough.
I don't like the fact that commies back-to-back or quasi-back-to-back is sandwiched around the Bills.
Oh, that's brutal.
That Oreo, that cookie of commie on each side with Bills in the middle, that's physical. That's good football. Those are good teams. I hate that's the end of the season when how many years has it been now where we're not – playing. We are resting.
I would
say
half the year, half, rough. We could figure it out exactly, but I'd say roughly half the years, either the Eagles or the other team just flat out doesn't play their players the last week.
It feels like it's likely that this year they're attempting to make sure that we play and we have to play and we have to win these games in order to seed ourselves where we want to be seeded for the postseason.
All right, 215-592-9494. Dave in Wilmington. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I called to talk about the schedule, but being a whole so long, you guys brought up Jordan, you brought up Nola. So, I mean, I don't know what I want to talk about now.
I hear you, man.
But, as far as the schedule goes, I was really excited about all the 1 o'clock games and the possibility of getting all the flex games. Because there ain't nothing better than watching the Eagles game on Sunday at 1 o'clock, in my opinion.
Yeah, so look, here's what I'd say. I've always enjoyed the primetime games, but you just don't want too many. Like, I remember in 1988, and I'm going to date myself here a little bit, but when the Eagles played in 88 versus the Giants week 5, and that's the game Randall Cunningham had to play against Carl Banks, part of what made that such a big deal is it was the first time since the Vermeil years that the Eagles were actually on Monday Night Football, and Randall played so great, and the Eagles' defense, and you got Reggie, and you're proud they're back on that stage. I mean, they're on that stage all the time now. So I'm almost at the point as a fan where it's almost like, let's dial it back a little bit. Because, you know, you don't want the short weeks and, you know, also for all of us, and I'm not saying this is a talk show host in the morning, but sometimes these late night games, man, they go late. Like, it's like, you know, and then the kids can't watch them. Mm-hmm. And so this year, just so you know, the Eagles have a minimum of 6, and it could turn into more games that are non-Sunday. Forget Sunday at 1. Non-Sunday games. They got a minimum of 6. They will be on a different day of the week.
Right. And are we, like, y'all brought Friday it'll be Friday Night Lights football now.
No, Friday day. It's a noon game on Black Friday, I believe.
No,
isn't
it's 3
it?
O'clock.
3 o'clock. Either way, yeah. It's a day game on Friday.
Yeah.
And there's a Flyers game that day, too.
The West Coast.
They both home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just on the West Coast, John. That's why I was thinking
about that.
That? Good call, John.
How about that?
Saving me.
Oh, that's funny, James. You saw that when you were out in Cali?
I saw it when I was out in Cali. I saw the thing, the schedule, and it had a different time. So I was like, oh, a noon game on Black Friday. I didn't put it together.
That is
so funny.
Hey, Dave, give me a big answer for a great scene. This is for tickets to Metallica. Great scene with Crazy Weather.
Well, since it's for Metallica, a really rock and roll answer would be the T-Rex during the rainstorm.
It's a great answer.
T-Rex in Jurassic?
Jurassic, yeah, with the rain.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it was an early peaker. When I say absolutely, sometimes, you know.
Absolutely, I was an early peaker.
They don't always have to go together, Joe.
No, they don't. They don't.
Are you still?
Wow.
John, I'm trying to find a good drop. Here we go.
You should keep your mouth shut.
There you go. You know what's... Wait on. I got too much on my board. Oh, here's a good one. It has nothing to do with anything, but I like to play it when I forget to play it sometimes, and I remember.
I think when you tell us about it, it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah,
kind of.
No one will be dissatisfied that I play this.
From the city of brotherly love.
At that, because here was the weird thing about that moment, as I remember. Now, weird is not quite the right word, but I'm sure some people had this experience. So, pregame Super Bowl. I mean, it's as long as you want to make it. If you want to make it a 2-hour experience, you can. You want to make it an 8-hour experience, you can. I mean, at some point, whatever network has it on, I think around noon or maybe before that, they start pregame coverage. But you can be watching ESPN at 8 in the morning. You can make it a 10-hour day. So, I'm sitting there doing all this pregame stuff, and it's kind of chill. You get the interviews, you get the analysis, another interview, more analysis, and you're just sitting there, and you're eating, you're sitting there, and you're watching. But, like, at some point, you're going to get to a game. And I remember that was the moment for me when they ran out of that tunnel. It was like, the pregame is freaking done. They're about to play the Super Bowl. And when they came flying out of that tunnel after he said that, man, that was a badass moment in Philly sports history. It really was.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.